Blog Talk Radio.
And good Monday morning, March 13th. Jeff Wirtz back in the Blog Talk Radio studios. We are set for the NCAA tournament. We are just a few days away now from the field of 68. Some information as it pertains to the bracket show, that will be tomorrow. We will take a look at the brackets. We will bring on Timmy Tournament Time for our annual bracket special. But we are looking, that will be looking forward. Now we have to look back, because a championship will be handed out, but a championship has already been handed out. Multiple championships have already been handed out this past weekend in Kansas high school sports. With me today is the winner of one of those championships, a member of a team that was a winner of one of those championships. That is the 1A champion, the Hanover Wildcats. Joining me today, Michael Juneman, a 26-point effort in the state championship. And Michael, thank you first for coming on. But wow, what a weekend you guys had in Hayes, Kansas.
Well, thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it.
And, you know, this is now the sixth state title for the Hanover Wildcats, second in the last 3 years. So Wildcats, no stranger to the state championship. No matter, always a Hanover Wildcat team at that location. And this coming off of just a remarkable, not just, and we will get to this in just a second, but this isn't just one team. Your Wildcats also made state tournament. By the way, they also won the state tournament. Two state titles on Saturday for the Hanover Wildcats. Man, oh man, it was so fun to see, because you knew that everyone knew that they were that close to it, and a school that has been there before. So that is the most exciting. But let's talk about your effort, first of all, in that championship game. Usual high scorer, Will Bruna. We know the talent of Will Bruna. He was held in check on Saturday. 12 points for Will. And you worried, once you saw that in the going, you thought, oh no, 12 points for Will Bruna. Well, how about 26 for Michael Juneman? Michael, that is absolutely incredible. What were your thoughts knowing that you had to take this team to the next level, knowing that your effort was going to be what pushed this team over the edge?
Well, you know, I don't think it was ever really in question for us. We kind of always had faith in the team. And seeing Will kind of get in foul trouble a little bit and have to get taken out was a little bit of a reality check for us. You know, it was kind of like, oh, okay, I think we got to stay strong, guys. But I think we wanted it so bad that our team just was willing to do whatever it took. And I was the one shooting the ball, but it wasn't just me. I mean, my teammates were getting me open. My teammates were getting me set. And just because I was the one shooting the ball and making it, wasn't necessarily just me out there. But it was an incredible feeling to win and kind of get over that hump. And just, I mean, I can't really describe the feeling.
That is two of the last 3 years. I mentioned that earlier. Two of the last 3 years, Hanover has been to the state title game. You have been to the state title game. Was this one any different than the previous championships that you have been to? As an upperclassman now, does it mean more to get this one than the previous one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's no better way to end your senior season. we wanted to win state all year long. It was our goal. We're not willing to kind of give up on that goal ever. I mean, we kind of had a rocky start, but then we went on a 22-game win streak. And just to go out there at Hayes, especially at Hayes, we love Hayes. And to win state, especially with the girls, it was a dream come true for us, especially in my senior season.
And, you know, looking at some of the pictures, and I posted some of those on the Facebook page, one especially that I thought was extremely cool. Just having the girls and the guys stand there with both of their trophies at midcourt, that just gives you shivers. No matter if you're a Wildcat fan, if you're a Wildcat player, just to see all of these faces that I know you have fought all year. I've been able to see multiple Hanover games, and man, this team does not stop. It is led by a former guest of this show. Kim Losey was my guest several months ago now. Tremendous, tremendous coach. Over 400, 500 wins now even for Coach Losey. Has been there really since the beginning of, and you know, it's not hyperbole to say dynasty with the Wildcat Nation. It's not hyperbole. Once you get 6 state titles and numerous in the same year, not only in basketball but also in football, talk to us a little bit about Coach Losey, what he means not only to you but to the program and to the city of Hanover.
When you hear Coach Losey, you think Hanover sports. I mean, he's the real deal. He's the one that's getting us going, and we love working under him, and we love basketball. So, to have him as our coach and him as our athletic director and kind of as that symbol for Hanover sports, it's special. I mean, Hanover has a tradition of sports. We all love sports. We want to succeed. And Losey just knows how to use that passion and take it and train us.
And again, I have the utmost respect for Kim Losey. As most of the fans know of this show, I have spoken of him multiple times and spoken to him multiple times. Michael, I know you are actually in crunch time right now. We are about a half hour away from you needing to get to high school. Getting to your first day of classes after this. Let's talk about that first day of classes real quick as we close out. What's it going to mean walking through those doors Monday morning, 2 days after you just accomplished a state championship? What is the feel going to be like walking through the doors at HHS today? Knowing that you basically are the BMOC right now. You are the big man on campus right now.
Well, I think everyone's going to be pretty stoked. Like I said, everyone in Hanover is pretty big on sports. So, I mean, to have not one but 2 champions come back is pretty special. I think we'll all be pretty happy, and especially for Monday, right? But I think we'll all be pretty excited, and I don't think the feelings have faded quite yet. So we're hoping just to kind of ride off of that.
Michael Juneman, my guest here today on 15 Minutes Fan, state champion, 2-time state champion, Michael Juneman. That has to feel like a pretty good label, doesn't it, Michael?
Yes, it does. Incredibly lucky.
Great. Well, thank you so much for joining me here today. Congratulations on the state title. And let me ask this real quick before we close out. You are a senior. What is your plans for next year?
As of now, I plan on going to Washburn University, and I'd like to become a physical therapist, so work towards that.
Great. Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much, Michael. You better get off to school. And again, on behalf of 15 Minutes Fan, tell Coach Losey congratulations and the entire team. I was so excited to listen to that game this weekend, and you guys did it again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care. That was Michael Juneman, one of the stars of the Hanover Wildcat basketball team. And just, again, congratulations to them. A great effort overall. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to take a short break. We will be back with talk on the big tournament, the NCAA tournament, and some MLB news that isn't all that exciting if you're a Royals fan. We are going to do that just after this break. Hold on, we will be back with NCAA tournament talk as well as a rough weekend for the Kansas City Royals. Back here in the 15 Minutes of Fan Studios. Thank you so much to Michael Juneman for joining me here today. Again, congratulations to Michael as well as the entire Wildcat team. Just a great effort this weekend getting by a couple of very, very good teams. Hanover was actually the number two seed in that tournament despite only a two-loss season. Both of those coming in a very tough Twin Valley League. So to have them come through and get that victory was big. And again, it is their shout out also to the Hanover Wildcat ladies. They get the victory as well. We alluded to that just a little bit. But again, congratulations to both the boys and the girls there in Hanover, because what a big weekend that they had all weekend and all season long. These guys have been very, very good. All right, let's talk big tournament. Let's talk NCAA tournament. The field is set. The championships are settled in the conferences. And now we have just a couple of days away now. One day away, I think. Usually you don't put a whole lot of faith in, you don't put a lot of interest, I should say, into these first four. However, the first four this year, a little bit different, and that has to do with both of the 11 seed matchups. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But again, I do want to mention tomorrow afternoon, we will have our bracket special tomorrow. Join us for that as we talk with Timmy Tournament Time. 5 p.m. tomorrow, we will have the bracket special leading you up to a couple of big games. One of those, of course, being the Kansas State Wildcats tomorrow night, an 8 o'clock start for the Wildcats in the first play-in game. They take on Wake Forest for the chance to move on and not exactly get the best draw. They will take on Cincinnati. I think Kansas State, if they can get past Wake, I think they can get past Cincinnati. I just like K-State's willingness and ability to score. If K-State gets into this thing, I think that they have a chance to go at least to the second round, at least to that matchup against UCLA may be a tough one for the Cats. Taking a look at some of the local teams, of course, the Kansas Jayhawks, actually the overall, I believe they were basically slated at the number two, but they get a nice draw. They take on the winner of one of the play-in games from Wednesday. They will take on either North Carolina Central or UC Davis on Friday, I believe is the, yes, on Friday. Kansas getting the early game on Friday for the number one seed. They head to Tulsa, but then if they move on as it progresses, they could have a virtuoso home game heading back to Sprint Center. They would have to get to the Sweet 16 to get into the Sprint Center, but that would be huge for the Jayhawks. I like the way that this Midwest shapes up for the Kansas Jayhawks. A lot of big name teams, and Kansas fans predictably were a little upset, and I can understand. This was a bracket that looking at pure names, it is stacked. It is absolutely stacked. If Kansas were to win, they would take on either Miami or Michigan State. That's a hell of a battle. If you were to put Bill Self up against Tom Izzo in the second round, that's must-watch TV. This bracket has a lot of fun games. Again, we will talk about that a little more tomorrow night. Again, 5 p.m., join me for the 15 Minutes of Fan Bracket Special. We will have that 5 p.m. tomorrow. But again, the Jayhawks getting a really nice draw here. I think while they do have a lot of big names, there are a lot of big names. I mean, running through this, as we said, Miami and Michigan State, you also have Iowa State, you have Purdue, you have Creighton, you have Oregon, you have Michigan, you have Louisville. Yes, there are a lot of big names in this, but I think they're big names that Kansas can beat. And, you know, I'm going to get hate mail from Jayhawk fans here, but the big names are the teams that KU can beat. The big names are who Kansas plays well against. It's the underdogs. It's the multiple initials on the jersey teams that Kansas struggles against. I really like the draw for this Kansas Jayhawk team, and I think they have a chance to make it deep, deep, deep into this tournament. The other number ones, of course, the overall number one, the Villanova Wildcats. They start out in Buffalo, and then as it progresses, would move on to New York. The number one in the West, no surprise, the Gonzaga Bulldogs. They get the number one seed in the West. They will start their tournament against South Dakota State in Salt Lake City. They will match up against SDST. That should be a good one as well. That may be the biggest 16-1 matchup. That might be the one that I can't call an upset, but that could be a little bit tougher than Gonzaga has. I think Gonzaga has the toughest draw for the 16. Not saying a whole lot, but I think Gonzaga has this draw of all of the 16 seeds, of all of the one seeds against a 16. Elsewhere in that West, I hate to do this, but I think the West is the weakest bracket of all. I think Gonzaga got the easiest path. There are only two teams, maybe three teams, that I can see going on out of this bracket. I just don't see Gonzaga fumbling a lot until that presumed matchup with Arizona, the number two seed in the West region. I don't see Gonzaga really struggling unless they were to match up against a very good West Virginia team. We saw what West Virginia can do. I still think Gonzaga is a better team than West Virginia, however. The Mountaineers, the four seed in the West. Really, Gonzaga's path to this Final Four, it's getting by Arizona. It's getting by the skill of Arizona that may be the biggest task. And I think that is what they have designed this for, what this tournament is designed for, to get those 1-2s. If an upset or two is pulled early on in this tournament, it bodes well for the Gonzaga Bulldogs. in the South, it is that is where you will find the North Carolina Tar Heels. That the fourth seed was kind of up for grabs, I still believe, going into Selection Sunday. North Carolina getting that fourth number one seed. They get Texas Southern in Greenville, South Carolina on Friday for their first round game. The Tar Heels, the number one seed. This bracket has a lot of controversy, a whole lot of controversy, and a couple of very, very good teams. The top four in this South region have a chance to make a big-time impact. I believe that the top four have a chance to maybe even get to that Final Four. Number one, UNC. Number two, Kentucky Wildcats. They take on Northern Kentucky in Indianapolis on Friday. That number two Kentucky team is they had a chance. I thought they could potentially get that fourth number one seed. But then you look through this. Number three, the UCLA Bruins. That's a hell of a team. That is a very talented UCLA team. Of course, Lonzo Ball, the all-everything at UCLA, he has just been burning up the world. They get Kent State in their first round game. So this South region, again, North Carolina, Kentucky, UCLA, and the four seed, the Butler Bulldogs. Butler, who has been to the Final Four, a seasoned team. This South bracket is very good. But we also have some controversy in the South bracket. Wichita State, going into the bracket reveal, I had heard all day from one Jay Billis. He was adamant about this all day, and I thought, no, there's no way, Jay. There's no way this could happen. You win your conference. You have been deep, deep, deep in this tournament, been a Final Four team, and you get the 10 seed. You are a top 10 team in for the good portion of the year, and you get a 10 seed. Congratulations, Dayton. You are going to get your ass whooped. Wichita State is an extremely pissed off team. Greg Marshall is an extremely mad coach right now, and the Dayton Flyers don't hold a chance in that first round game. However, the winner of that game will get the Kentucky Wildcats. Wichita State, I think, got jobbed in this. I think they absolutely got jobbed. That South bracket has a lot of interesting little paths. But again, your number one, Nova, Kansas, Gonzaga, and North Carolina. Your four number ones, there are a lot of big names in that two and three seed, though. Going through this, I actually have two number threes going on. A number three and a number two. I only have one number one, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. I have one number one getting to the Final Four. I think that's an incredible just talk about how the field is, how impactful this field could be. I only have one number one seed getting to the Final Four. And it's not to discount the number ones by any means. I just think this tournament is this good. I think they are, you're going to see a lot of excellent matchups, a lot of matchups. You have a lot of storyline behind them. That second round matchup in the Midwest, Creighton and Oregon. You don't think there's a little bit of talk behind that game, that Dana Altman right in the middle of that one? That should be a decent matchup. But again, a lot of storylines. We will talk about that tomorrow on the bracket special. No morning show tomorrow because we will go live at 5 p.m. to talk NCAA tournament action with Timmy Tournament Time. Again, join me tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock, for the bracket special. All right. Here's where I just hang my head. I have purposely left this contest out of the show because I think the World Baseball Classic absolutely is the worst possible thing to happen to baseball. This is Bud Selig, his response to the IOC not putting baseball in the Olympics when he was president of the of Major League Baseball. Well, now what had been a meaningless tournament turned into a very meaningful situation for the Kansas City Royals. If you missed it yesterday, in the matchup between Venezuela and Italy, Salvador Perez, the Venezuelan catcher, the Kansas City Royal catcher, was blocking home plate on a hit to the outfield. He was trying to block the plate, get the out for the Venezuelan team as they took on Italy. Well, a collision happened, and Salvador went down really hard. And the collective breath of Kansas City was held very, very tightly. However, it was who hit him that may have been the biggest storyline in this. The runner for Italy, Drew Butera, the backup catcher. And if you've seen the video, and Royals fans, don't get your panties in a bunch here. Don't put on the tinfoil hats and say, oh, Butera is trying to get the job. I saw that so much yesterday on Twitter. If you saw the video, oh, somebody teach Drew Butera how to slide. It looked like as he ran down the third baseline, it looked like he was going to slide, and then Butera realized, oh, crap, that's Salvi. And basically just did a barrel roll. It looked like a beer league slide. It was one of the worst slides I've ever seen. But Salvador Perez had to be taken off the field. Looked like it could have been a very, very serious knee injury. Looked like it could have been something very bad for Kansas City. Ned Yost said yesterday, though, that they will get an MRI on Sal, but Sal said he is feeling better, but right now there is too much inflammation in that knee to get the MRI. They will try to get that either today or tomorrow once the inflammation goes down in Sal's knee. But, man, the collective breath of Kansas City was held yesterday, of all Royals fans, was held yesterday. And it couldn't have been more royal than Drew Butera sliding into Salvador Perez. Just royal on royal crime just makes me sad. All right, that is all I have for you today. Again, no show tomorrow morning. We will be back on tomorrow evening, 5 p.m. Join me for the tournament show. We will talk the entire field as well as lead you up to that Kansas State game going on tomorrow night. We will talk about that all day, all show long tomorrow. Again, 5 p.m., join me for that. And we'll also have more information throughout the day. Check out the Facebook page. We'll have more information on the Salvador Perez injury because that is an ongoing situation. So we'll keep you up to date on that on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfan. As for today, again, thank you to Michael Juniman for joining me here on today's show. Absolutely incredible effort by the Hanover Wildcats, getting their sixth state title, second in the last 3 years. A big time effort from that little 1A school, the Hanover Wildcats, getting once again a huge national, a huge state championship. Again, join me tomorrow night, 5 p.m. We will talk brackets all show long, leading you up to those two play-in games, including that Kansas State game. We will talk in earnest about the Kansas State game tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening on the show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Monday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes of Fame.